Thanks for coming out. We feel really good about what we did today, and a lot of credit goes back to Tom and Chad and Mike, but specifically to Jason Filippi, our international scout, Doc, Joe Cronin, and you know, they really get us to this point, and I'm really proud, because sometimes in the draft, it's not just about what happens in the draft, it's your preparation before that, and we felt like going in today, we really had a good handle on some things. We always have a pre-dinner the night before. Mr. Allen comes in, Nate, myself, and the things that we thought were going to happen today, which is a little unusual. Usually there's a little bit more audible calling, as we call it, but very happy with the draft. Victor Claver is a guy we've targeted for a long time. 6'10", athletic, swing guy, can really shoot it, very skilled, and a high talent guy. I really thought that that he had a chance to go pretty high in this draft, and as we were looking at it and him falling back into where we were at, we were really happy to get him. And then overall, with Pendergraf and Cunningham, four-year college players, guys that know how to play but also bring a lot of toughness. And as we saw in the playoffs last year, that you got to have some toughness. And I would expect those guys battling for minutes. Now, whether they can crack it, I don't know. But they've been through the wars in college. They've successful programs. And think that they can help us. And then Patty Mills, you know, Nate and I talked a little bit about it. We talked a lot about it. His experience in the Olympics with the Australian team was a factor in us drafting him. He's played against the best. He's a tough kid. He's really quick north and south, and he can shoot it. So he's got a chance for the 55th pick. He's got a chance in our league. So you want to make a comment? Or?
No.
I expect Victor to stay overseas for a couple years. I don't want to put a timetable on it. What I will tell you is that, you know, he's going to improve. We hope that he makes the Spanish national team. He was the last cut, I think, the previous year going into the Olympics. We think that experience will be great for him. But, you know, he's 6'10". He can shoot it. We like size. We think that makes a difference in our league. He's athletic, and, you know, a couple years we hope to have him over. Well, Pendergraf and Cunningham, I certainly do. And, you know, it's going to be we were just talking about, you know, practices. Pendergraf and Cunningham in our workout here, they were both at the same workout along with a couple other kids. But, I mean, it was war. And it was at the tail end of the workouts, and those guys get really tired during those times. It was all-out war. And we need to bring that to our team. We need to bring that toughness. And guys that aren't scared to play, they're not scared to play in big games, and they've been part of successful programs. So, and then Patty Mills, he's got a chance. He does have an international passport. We hope to have him on the summer league team, and then we'll see. Well, you know, we're going to be active in free agency. There's no doubt about it. We want to add the right pieces, not just the just to be out there. We've talked a lot about it. We're going to target some guys. We're going to talk to people, and we're going to try to help our team with free agents. But we do feel like that we've helped ourselves today in the draft. You know, Nate does a great job of developing, but with this group of draftees, Victor going overseas, Pendergraf and Cunningham having 4 years of college experience, there's not that teaching curve. It's more about those guys can step in and hopefully contribute. Now, whether they do, we don't know, but they certainly have a chance. Well, first of all, you know, Sergio is a great kid. And we appreciate everything he's done. He's been an amazing part of this turnaround. So I want to compliment and honor that. That's the biggest thing. But I felt like, and we all felt like, that it was Sergio's time. You know, he had struggled with his role. I don't think that there was a doubt about that. We never faulted Sergio for wanting to play more. We want guys to play. We had a lot of conversations. Nate and I had conversations with him at the end of the year. And it was just his time. Well, it helps, you know, especially this summer when you don't know where the cap's coming in. Could come in lower, could come in the same, could come in higher, and we don't know is my point. So we want that flexibility for sure. It's significant, but it also decreases. So as he plays overseas, he'll have a better opportunity to come over. I can't really say right now, but, you know, we expect him to be over in a couple of years. But again, I don't want to put a time frame on when he comes. That's not what we like to do. No, he won't play in summer league. He's going to be trying to probably play on the World Championship, the European Championships this summer. We hope so. I mean, we still have to come to agreement contractually, but that would be our plan.
Well, you know, the one thing, he wanted a larger role, and I thought he did some good things for us. You know, I tried to put him in a situation where he could, you know, help us, and I thought he did some good things for us when he came in and he backed up Blake. We wanted a spread offense and allow him to create. I thought he did that when Blake was out. He did a nice job of filling in that starting role, but he wanted a larger role. You know, on this team, and it just wasn't possible. So, you know, he talked about wanting to be moved and going to having an opportunity to have a larger role. But I thought he did some good things for us. You know, now Bayless will slot in that position, and, you know, we will look to give him a ton of minutes at the point guard position in summer league. And, you know, develop him and get him ready for the season.
So it's safe to say that Bayless right now is the backup.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the future?
Anytime you make a trade and you're looking to move up, you have to give away or give up pieces. You know, we've worked so hard to get to where we're at. We don't feel like that's the right thing to do. If there was a good one available, we'd have done it. We have no problem picking. We like adding talent, but we like this team. This team, although being young, Nate did an unbelievable job. We won 54 games. We can still grow, and now we have some cap space. So it wasn't as important as it's been in the past to be aggressive to move up. But we moved up because Victor, you know, was being talked about in that area. So if we see a player, we're not afraid to do it, and we did it with Victor, and we also did it with Jeff and Cunningham. So
that's why you moved up to 22 yesterday, was targeting Flaubert.
We wanted Victor. We think very highly of Victor. You know, he fits into that Rudy, Nicholas, best European player that we could get at that time. Jason Felipe's done an amazing job of identifying talent over there. And those guys seem to be more ready than you think, too. So he's young, but he has a very high ceiling. Yes. Yeah, we didn't think Mills would be there at 55. And it got to be in the, you know, late 30s and 40s, and he was pretty high on our board, and we were really hoping that he would get there. Because as we go through our process, he was the highest watermark for us. And we feel pretty lucky to get him. You know, I don't want to get too excited about the 55th pick in the draft, but it's really not where you get picked. It's how you feel about a kid. This kid's going to come in and compete. We know that. He's competed on the international level. He had success in the Olympics. Broke his hand, and that probably hurt him in the draft. And Nate knows him as well as anybody. I mean, Nate had a ton of input on that.
Well, no, I think Kevin and Mike and Chad and, you know, our scouting team do a great job. You know, they prepare themselves for every scenario possible. And, you know, as Kevin mentioned, last night we went into our meeting and we had guys that we targeted, that we wanted in this draft, and pretty much it unfolded the way we hoped that it would for us. So, you know, Pendergraft was a big guy that was available in that second round that felt a need. And I have seen him. You know, he played with my son. But I think he's a solid player. I think he will be a guy that will come in and work to get out on the floor. You know, he's a big body that can play that four position. And as Kevin mentioned, you know, a guy who's been in school for 4 years. So, you know, this draft was about taking the best talent at the position that we were drafting in. And I think I felt like we did that. I felt like our guys were ready again this year. And what we set out to do, we did today.
When the draft was a year in, you guys talked about getting tougher. You just mentioned it. You guys got some tough guys. Does that make you happy as a coach to be bringing in a couple guys?
Well, I think if far as this draft and what we got out of the draft, I think we did get some very tough guys in Cunningham and Pendergraft. You know, both of those guys, as Kevin mentioned, they worked out with Hansborough, and it was our best workout, you know, of the summer when they came in. And, you know, Dante is a guy that can play the three and the four, very physical at that position. And Pendergraft at that four position doesn't mind giving up his body and banging and getting on the board. So I like what we did today.
Any type of player or specific player you're looking at?
Well, obviously we can't comment specifically on players, but, you know, we're going to talk to a lot of people. And we're one of multiple teams with cap space, so we're a desired team now because of that, but also because free agents want to play with Brandon Roy and LaMarcus and Odin and Blake and Prisbilla. I mean, we're starting to become a good destination for free agents, and so we'll evaluate a lot of players. We'll talk to some, and if the right situation's there for both sides, we'll pull the trigger.
Well, that's the way we're going for right now. I mean, those are two guys at the guard position.
No. You know, the one thing that we've always been very lucky with is that Dr. Roberts and Dr. Reese, our two team doctors, have been spot on everything, including our own guys and then evaluating the rest of the league. So we feel very comfortable with that. Oh, there's always surprises in every draft. I guess what I was trying to say is we had targeted some guys, and we got the guys that we were looking for. Now, we were active. We got to where we needed to go, and we got those guys.
A year ago, this was this draft.
Well, it's an arms race. It always is an arms race, right? It feels like now that it's moved a little bit to the east in the arms race. Hopefully it continues that way. But, you know, we know what we have. We know that we need to make some improvements. But we also know that our guys internally have to improve. So we'll look to improve our team. We're not afraid to do that. We'll sit down over the summer and be active in those talks and also in free agency.
Shaq going to good. Get him to the east. Yeah, I was happy about that. That's a good move.
I was gonna say last year this press conference. Is there anything that you have in the works that you can't tell us right now, or is it, are we just going to wait till July 1st and after that?
Oh, that wouldn't be. No, there's nothing. No, no. We have our guys. That doesn't mean something can't happen in the future. But no, there's not going to be a major surprise right now. Well, what you can do is start talking to free agents on the 1st, and the moratorium ends on the 7th, and we can sign guys on the 8th. So, no, it's too tough. You got to know what that number is first before you know what you can offer free agents. July 7th, midnight, July 8th in the morning. It's usually right around in that time.
Yeah, he worked out last year, and on tape, you know, I've seen him. And, you know, our guys are, again, I think they've done a great job over the years, and you just learn to trust, you know, their feel on guys. And they were really high on him, and, you know, so, you know, I really feel good about him.
You can tell that, too, because, you know, Nate's first draft, I think he asked 5 million questions. He's down to about 2 million now. So
kind of sit back and, but sit back and see what they do.
You know, I really want to give a lot of credit to Jason Filippi. I mean, he's finding these Euro gems, and we feel great about it. We feel like we got a very high talented kid in Claver, and then we got some toughness. So we felt like we accomplished a couple things. I would say it's a blend. You know, a lot of teams are using it more and more. And, you know, everybody feels like they have a secret sauce. So it's more important that it's not the whole thing. But it is, it's a part of the process. And what it allows you to do is identify players that you maybe need to look deeper at. Or you maybe need to eliminate because. But it's part of the process. You know what's really funny is that we have one really, I don't want to say competitive event. We have an owner who is ready to go. And combine that with my eagerness to do things, sometimes it's great, but also sometimes needs to be controlled a little bit. And that's where Tom, Nate, the rest of our scouts control us a little bit. And because we want to, I mean, we're not afraid to chase. If we see a guy that's out there, even in the second round or anywhere, if Mr. Allen feels like it's the right thing and we've talked about it, he's willing to go for it. And that is unique. Trust me when I tell you, that is as unique as it gets because, you know, in this cost-cutting time, he's willing to figure out how to make this team better.
Okay, thanks, everybody.